I have the pleasure of talking with Steve Fossen, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013 with the band Heart. He and his wife, Summer, founded the band Heart by Heart and will be playing at the Lakewood Summerfest this coming Saturday, July 15th.
It's so good to talk to you again. It's so good to see you. I know the radio audience won't be able to see you, but they can see you on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. So this will be at Fort Steilacoom Park on Saturday, July 15th, and starting at 11. And I think you play later on in the evening. Is that right?
Yeah, so it looks like we're supposed to play at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, that'll be nice. It'll cool down, and then you can heat things up.
Yeah, they have quite a bunch of entertainment scheduled for that day. There's one, two, three, four bands, and then they have a drone thing right after we get done playing. There's
going to be
a drone display. Yeah, it's quite extensive.
Very cool.
And they actually have a video wall that we have a bunch of content that we usually play if there's a way to project it.
Uh-huh.
And they actually got a video wall, which is very nice because it's backlit. So it's when you project things, it can be washed out by the sun.
But sure. Okay. Well, they got all that figured out.
Yeah. So yeah. It's going to be fun.
Very cool. Okay. So for those who haven't listened to our interviews before, I want to let people know that I'm talking with Steve Fossen, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the band Heart and with Mike DeRosiers, who is the drummer for the band Heart by Heart, which they have created. And that's who's going to be playing at Fort Steilacoom Park on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was very cool. So, again, I want to start off a little bit with your history of playing with Heart. Because, gosh, you've been playing in a band since kindergarten, I think, right?
Well, I started playing when I was 15, and my first band, you know, was when I was 15 or 16 or whatever. And then Roger Fisher and I got together in 1967, and we started a band called The Army, which actually turned into Heart a couple years later. But yeah, I've been playing doing that music for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that is so interesting that you and Roger Fisher, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Really started the whole thing. And then the others kind of joined in later on. And I think that was after you went to Canada, right?
Well, yeah. When we first met Anne, we had a cover band that we called Hocus Pocus for about 6 or 8 months. And we had some debt we needed to clear up. So Roger and I devoted all our money to getting out of debt and making ourselves free again to explore, you know, not be burdened by debt. And then we moved to Canada, where we changed the name back to Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a couple of Canadian musicians and started playing there.
So then, if I recall, the band Heart really began in Canada.
Well, no, it was, we had, Heart was down here before.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Heart was, 69 is when we changed the name to Heart, and we had a couple different members come and go. So,
mm-hmm.
But we were Heart for several years down here in America before we went to Canada.
Okay. A couple of questions that I've been thinking about that we really didn't cover, you know, in our previous interviews. One of the biggest phobias that people have is speaking in public. And I'm wondering if the same thing holds for performing music in public. I mean, what was it like playing in front of a paying audience for the first time?
I don't know. I can't remember really, but it was just something that I was so enthused about doing that I just powered right through it, you know, so.
Yeah.
But, cool. You know, when it got to the point where we had huge crowds, well, you're playing for a huge crowd, but actually you're playing for one person at a time.
Oh.
So if you can make that person happy, then it translates to making everybody happy.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to do it. Okay. Because I've done public speaking before, you know, and you kind of concentrate on looking at people's noses or something like that just to kind of focus.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different. It's different. And sometimes you're more self-conscious than others. So mm-hmm. It's just a matter of figuring out where you're at and trying to, you know, be as in the moment as you possibly can. And when you're in the moment, then you're kind of being creative and spontaneous at the same time. So it kind of, you can work your way through that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So has your performance in front of your live performance, I suppose, has your live performance attitude or whatever change, not just the music, not just the songs, but how you approach a live performance, has that changed over the years?
No, not really.
Okay.
You get on, you know, you do a sound check, you get your sounds the way you want to, you get the sound on stage the way you want to hear it, and hopefully the guy that's running front of house gets his sound all together so he makes you sound like the way you want to sound, and then you get on stage and you start the song, and then you just, that's when the fun starts.
And just rock out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have to admit, I'm kind of envious of you, not for your fame and fortune, and I'll get to that later, but being part of a creative group where you kind of spark off each other, and so it comes up with something that maybe you hadn't even imagined to begin with.
Exactly. And that's the way all of Heart Music was created. However, mm-hmm. Ann and Nancy thought that just because they wrote the words and the basic chords, that they were the sole writers, you know.
Ooh. So,
yeah, it was a strange situation, kind of.
Yeah.
And Mike DeRozier likes to call it the Tin Pan Alley way of doing things. Where, because in Tin Pan Alley, you were there was a piano in a room, and maybe a singer and a piano player, and they came up with everything. Mm-hmm. Well, in a band, somebody comes in with some chords and a basic outline of words and a basic outline of chords, and then you get together, and then the band members put the little interesting details and design elements, is what I call it, into the song. And then the producer, he modifies it to suit his needs too, mm-hmm. for the recording. And so we all contribute to the product that ends up being on the record.
Because it seems to me that, you know, when you're doing a collaborative project like that, if one piece is removed, the whole structure fails.
Right. And who's to say that, you know, back in the day, if...
Oh, Summer, you're on. And I'm so excited that you could join us. I mean, you know, the last couple of times, you know, Steve talks about you, you know, with great fondness. So.
Well, he should. I am his wife.
So. Yes, yes. One thing that I'd like to clear up is your name, because it's Summer, right?
Yes.
But it's spelled differently. And I had actually spelled it S-O-M-E-R, but now I think I've spelled it wrong again.
Yes, it is very unique as far as the spelling, S-O-M-A-R. I haven't found too many people to have that spelling, that's for sure.
No.
But yeah, my parents just wanted, they didn't want the usual S-U-M-M-E-R, so It's S-O-M-A-R.
Yeah,
so
wise it's choice.
Because, you know, you can never find anything with your name on it, you know, as
sure.
far as pens and all the fun stuff. But now I'm glad I have it because it's so unique.
Yes, yes. There's no other like you.
No.
So you and Mike formed Heart by Heart, right?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to either one of you.
Well, actually, Summer and I, we formed Heart by Heart. We were a bass and vocal duo. And because we were in love and we played music together, we were looking for a name that had heart in it, we couldn't find one that wasn't already taken.
Oh.
And then one day Summer goes, hey, how about Heart by Heart? And we looked it up and it totally worked. So, but it really means something to us because it was her heart and my heart together or by each other playing music.
Yeah.
And then we got a call from a guy in Anchorage, Alaska, who wanted us to open up for Dwight Yoakam. And we thought, and we said, sure, we'll do it. But we thought like a bass and vocal duo might be a little light to open up, you know, a show for a band, another band. So we thought, well, let's ask Mike DeRozier if he wants to drum. And we asked a friend of ours, Randy Hansen, who's a Hendrix artist, if he wanted to play guitar. And they agreed, and we put together a set, and that's how Heart by Heart was formed. And we said, well, we like the name Heart by Heart, and it's still about Summer and I being heart, you know, we still stand together on stage, so we just got the name Heart by Heart.
Sure. So really what you do is you play heart music, right? So you're playing Heart by Heart.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
That is the other reasoning for that name.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's well, it is just sung by Heart, members of Heart. You got it.
And it is so cool that that worked out. Now, okay, so Steve and Summer, so you're married, got that. Did you form the band before or after you were married?
Before. We were dating, and Heart by Heart didn't have their first live show until October of 2011. And so we didn't get married till 2016. So we've been playing in the band for a while. And I think it's kind of neat that we didn't meet each other in the band where, you know, then it's chaos. You know, you're dating your bandmate or whatever. It's like we were already dating when we formed it.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't that weirdness.
Yeah, that was part of my question because, you know, bands can be like, you know, God, ancestral family sometimes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So who else is in the band Heart by Heart?
So we have Lizzie Daymont, and she just celebrated her 10 years with us.
Ooh.
She is our rock star woman of the group because she not only sings backup vocals, she plays keyboards and acoustic and electric guitar. So she's our go-to gal for all that. She's originally from the Chicago area. And then Chad Quist joined about 7 years ago. And he's from Walnut Creek, California. Uh-huh. And he's played in a ton of bands, at least throughout this area. He still plays with some groups aside from Heart by Heart. But he's wonderful as well. So we're really, really lucky to have the lineup that we do. And we're pretty solid. We've got a good chemistry going where everybody gets the job done. So
yeah, very cool. Okay. So what does Chad play?
Oh, guitar.
Okay.
Lead guitar.
He's the principal guitarist.
Okay. Okay. And then Mike DeRozier, of course, on drums.
Mike DeRozier on drums, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very, very nice. I'm looking forward to this. Do you, and this is a question for both of you, and you may have different answers, okay? So, do you have a favorite song that you like to play? And what's way up on your list?
We're probably going to end up saying the same song.
Well, that would be better than fighting over it.
there's one that we both enjoy, and I'm going to say it's Magic Man. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah.
Ah,
And gosh, you know, well, Alone was the first Heart song that I ever learned. So that kind of is always near and dear to me. It got me into singing the Heart music. Gosh, I don't know. I mean, there's so many good songs, and they're so different, and they're so challenging, and as far vocally, at least for me, and I guess rhythmically too. I mean, there's a song, I don't know if I should say which one it is, that we just added to our set that I was like, seriously, we're going to do this song. You know, it was Mike's idea. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to try and pull this off. But now I think the more we do it, the more it's just kind of coming more natural. And we're like, okay, I think bring it on. You know, we can handle it. So do you want to know what song that is?
I do.
It's High Time. High Time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a deeper cut.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So when I asked about favorite songs to play, it's different than favorite songs to hear, but they might be the same. So is there one that you just enjoy listening to rather than just getting in there and, you know, doing all the music stuff?
Well, for me personally, I think Magic Man and most things on the album Jimmy Bodani, I enjoy listening to a lot, but Magic Man was the very first song that I recorded for the album. Mm-hmm. And it was the very first song I ever heard played on the radio.
I heard that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a landmark.
So do you want to come clean about that story?
Well, we were playing a gig the night before, and we were told by the record company that the next day, a certain station in FM station in Vancouver, British Columbia was going to be playing that song. So I went home, got up early, turned on the radio, and I listened all day long, and it didn't come on. I mean, I heard every band you could think of from the era. And then we were playing the same club that night, and I knew I had to take a shower because nobody likes a dirty old musician up there playing. So I got in the shower, got wet from head to toe, and bam, it comes on the radio. So I, you know, of course, I left the water running, but I ran out into the front room and with water flying everywhere, and I was totally naked and soaking wet when I heard myself on the radio for the first time.
Wow. So Magic Man was like Mr. Clean, huh?
Well, it was that day.
Well, that's really cool. Is there any song that you feel that doesn't get enough attention? I mean, you know, when we talk about the songs, you know, certainly Magic Man and Barracuda and, you know, some of those. But is there another one that is a little bit off the radar that you want to emphasize that you still play?
Well, you know, Miss Raw Wind got a certain amount of recognition in the dirt of the day. But I think that's probably one that probably could have gotten more recognition because it's such a epic song. And a lot of people consider it, especially people in the band, our masterpiece, you know, just the way it came together.
Yeah.
And it happens to be Mike DeRozier's favorite song to play live.
Uh-huh.
And that one for sure is one that maybe could have gotten more recognition. I don't know. There's just a lot of songs in the catalog that really support the album, but didn't get a lot of airplay. So
yeah.
I don't know how that happens, but it did.
Yeah.
Breaking news. We are being joined by Summer, who is married to Steve Fossen and co-founder of Heart by Heart.
So I don't know how busy you were, Summer, getting in on this, but is there a song that you don't think gets enough attention?
I like the oldies, like Steve was saying on the Dreamboat Annie album, like How Deep It Goes and Soul of the Sea. And we've kind of dabbled into those songs. I don't know. They're beautiful songs. But we always think, you know, we don't add them every time because they're slower and they're, you know, our audience, well, we always think, gosh, they want to dance and they want rock songs and like keep them all like dancing, you know, this and that. But if we could, I think we would try and do a whole show and just do those slower, beautiful, ballady kind of songs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love Me Like Music and I'll Be Your Song.
Yes, I love all of those.
Yeah.
And they're such great recordings too.
Yeah.
All those songs.
So are the venues you play usually? Because I've seen you like at festivals and, you know, in the park. Yeah, and
you know, and I mean, I guess, you know, we're the bosses of what we're going to do anyway. Mm-hmm. We can do our set lists any way we want. But on the other hand, if I'm a person going to a concert and you're just constantly doing slow song after slow song, I'm going to get bored.
Uh-huh.
And go like, oh, I guess especially if you paid for that too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So it seems like it might be better for an indoor venue.
Right, right.
True. So do you do those too? I mean, do you do
clubs? And,
yeah.
We do performing arts centers, a lot of those.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere. And we do casinos. So we're playing a lot indoors.
Oh,
summertime, yeah. It's the outdoor summer concert series.
Sure. Yeah. Is that a pun?
yes, by the way. You know, because our show on Saturday is Lakewood Summerfest.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right there.
And it just happens to be my birthday. So.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, God. There's something cosmic in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we have our video wall that's going to be on that day.
Yeah.
And we have a very nice presentation for quite a few of the songs. And then we have a bunch of classic Heart photos and then photos of Heart by Heart over the years.
Nice. So then another question that I have, are there any Heart songs in the Heart catalog that you don't play or don't like to play? Or I don't know. Are there some that I just don't, I'm not going to listen for?
No, there's so many of them that we can't fit them all into a 90-minute set. I mean, if we wanted to go on for over 2 hours, which I don't really want to sing that long, then we could do more songs, but it's just changing them out and seeing who wants
to. Yeah. I guess the question is there one you don't particularly like to play? Well, or just like in general?
Well, Summer and I, we pretty much like almost every song that we do. We enjoy playing it. But there's certain people in the band that have issues with a couple of songs. So we kind of have to be careful when we play a couple of songs. And I'm not going to mention who it is.
I was going to say, I won't take that any further.
No, nobody puts their 2 cents in ever.
Oh, come on. You're a band, right?
Oh, yes, I know. We're a whole other family.
Yeah. And again, it's part of that, you know, creative communal energy that to me is just so magical.
Yeah. Really, and that's what we were talking about earlier before Summer came on, is that we, you know, the songs were created with communal energy, but the communal part didn't really get a lot of credit. But it was still there, nonetheless.
Yeah. And you did get recognition for it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's really cool. So that leads me to another question, is how did fame and fortune change you? I mean, there's got to be some change. I'm not letting you off that question.
I probably tried and thought to myself, well, you know, because I still mow my lawn myself. I still mop the kitchen floor. I clean toilets. I got a good story. So here we are at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? We're getting catered to and taken care of 24/7. And so, and then we do the induction and we fly home and everything's cool. And then a couple of days later, Summer and I are having a dinner party, and it was my job to clean the toilets before everybody came. So the juxtaposition of
yeah, keep it real.
Hall of Fame, toilets.
Yeah.
Well, some people would equate the two. Because, you know, there's been so many stories of people hitting it big and then just crash and burn.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever got close to that.
Well, I've had friends that had fantastic opportunities. They were having, I won't say who it is or what it is or what everything, but they were having dinner with a huge record executive and they started drinking and they got so drunk that one guy passed out in his spaghetti. And it's like, it's like, come on. I mean, this is an opportunity that comes along for 0.1% of the people in their whole life. And here he is totally blowing it right there.
Yeah. And I don't know if it has to do with, you know, the creative personality. I mean, you know, they talk about, you know, artists just, you know, not being able to cope with the real world in some respects. So I don't know. I mean, maybe you are just fortunate to have that sort of personality that was just boom, you know.
Well, you know, back in the early days, we knew that if we started acting like rock stars before we were rock stars, we'd never be rock stars.
Exactly.
Because you're,
you know,
we kept, you know, we dabbled in things, we drank and we did everything else that most normal people of my age group did back in the day. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we realized that if we got too far into this or too far into that, it would take us off the focus on what we were trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Cause you know, you guys are true musicians. It's, you know, really wonderful to see what you've built.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. When we listened to music back in the day, we wouldn't just listen to it like, oh, there's a, you know, we sat down and we listened to it and we tried to figure out, well, this guy's playing this and it makes that sound good over here. And why do people want to listen to this over and over and over again? So we had to figure all that stuff out for ourselves, you know?
Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Is there anything, I don't know how to ask this for both of you. Okay. Because I don't know about you, Summer, you look so young. But, you know, I'm kind of a child of the 60s. And so the question at my age becomes, is there anything you would have done differently? You know, either in your life or the music or, I don't know, whatever.
Well. Just through my upbringing and my parents and everything who, you know, I'm not faulting my parents or anything, but there was some, I had some issues and I had some self-esteem issues and stuff. And there's probably some relationships that I got into that I wish would have been more focused on me more than them, you know, had I not gone through that, I wouldn't have known how wonderful my relationship could be with Summer. So,
I know there's always reasons.
Happen. I mean, you can't change anything. So there's no sense in really talking about it too much, but at the same time, when you have an experience, it's either, if you don't look at it as if you need to look at it as a lesson, you got to be smart enough to pick that up and go, that was a lesson. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, some other thing can be, you know, something else. But I learned my lessons.
Yeah. So how about you, Summer?
Well, for me, I had always had a day job. So I didn't get to live the dream and fulfill my passion of singing, just singing alone. Until, let's see, June of 2019 when I got laid off right before the pandemic. So I had worked in the medical field. So I worked, but then I got involved in being in a band. And so it was crazy. I mean, I was just always exhausted, or I'd work all day and then we'd have band practice and I was tired every which way. And so it was nice that Steve was like, hey, you know, don't go looking for another job right now. Let's just be in Heart by Heart. And so I really, really enjoyed that for now, because I know it won't last forever. Yeah. But I know I can always go back to find another job. But for now, I just tell people I'm living the dream, because I get to do what I love to do, and that's sing. And
well, you know, they always say you need to follow your heart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's exactly what you two have done.
Right. We have. We definitely have. So, and it's the most fun thing that I guess you can do with your significant other I guess some people can't work together. We know some other couples that work together and, you know, yeah, we fight and bicker, but at the end of the day, we still love each other. And that's just part of the whole thing. I mean, no relationship is perfect. You can ask our bandmates. They'll be like, you guys are ready to tear each other's heads off, but, we know where each other stand and it's all good. So.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Awesome. Yes. Yes. Well, thank you. This has been so exciting to talk with you. So as far as Heart by Heart is concerned, do you have any recordings available?
We do.
Yeah.
So where can people get those?
You can get them off of our website in our merch store. We have at heartbyheart.com, we have CDs for sale. We also have CDs at a lot of the shows. So if you come to the show, you can
buy okay.
And then we are also on Spotify.
iTunes.
And iTunes. Mm-hmm. So the CD is called Reflections, and it's heart songs that we mm-hmm. recorded. So
and we put it together as a promo package to let people know, our potential buyers know, that we actually know how to play these heart songs very proficiently.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Anything you'd like to add before we sign off?
I don't think so. What do you want to say?
It was a pleasure speaking with you again.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, I will see you on Saturday, and I've got better bling for you this time.
All right.
Yay. So it'll be a surprise.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you for having us on here.
Absolutely. We'll see you then.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you I just want to reiterate, okay, for our listeners, this coming Saturday, July 15th, at Fort Steilacoom Park. And you can find the information at the website cityoflakewood.us/summerfest.